Hey Rich, how you doing? Have a good weekend?
Great, thanks. I went away.
Nice. How was the weather?
It was lovely. Glorious sunshine. Not a cloud in the sky.
You got lucky. It was horrible here. It didn't stop raining all weekend.
Not at all?
Not really. It went from drizzle to bucketing it down and then back to drizzle again. There might have been a couple of hours when it was just cloudy and damp, but I didn't want to risk being caught in a shower.
It's only rain.
I hate rain.
I love rain.
Why?
There's not that much rain where I live, so when it rains, it's good for the land, good for the plants, good for the animals, and for the reservoirs. I like going out in the rain and getting wet too.
Yeah, well, it rains too much where I live, if you ask me.
Don't be grumpy. It's good for football too. When it rains and the ball skids off the grass, I love that. It makes for a really fast and exciting game. And you can do fantastic slide tackles too.
Yeah, but if there's too much rain, the match might be postponed.
Don't be so grumpy. Here, I've got a joke about rain. Do you want to hear it?
Go on then, if you must.
Why did the man use ketchup in the rain?
I don't know. Why did the man use ketchup in the rain?
Because it was raining cats and hot dogs.
Oh no, that's so bad.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to talk about the weather, and more specifically, rain.
There are lots of different words for rain, and how we describe some of the things which rain causes.
I suppose there are so many words because rain is something that affects everyone, from footballers to farmers.
So, we have lots of vocabulary for you to learn, and in this week's task, we ask you to tell us how rain affects people in your country in different ways.
Don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast because we have this week's football phrase for you to guess too. You're going to listen to a short role play. While you listen, we want you to answer three questions.
Question one, where are we going?
Question two, what have I forgotten?
And question three, why are we disappointed? It's absolutely chucking it down. I can hardly see through the windscreen.
Come on, we can park here. It's not far to the ground. Have you got a brolly?
No, my coat's got a hood, but you're going to get soaked.
Hold on, I'll use this book, an English textbook, nice and big. Shall we wait a couple of minutes and see if the rain slows down?
Nah, come on, it's already 10 to 3. We'll miss the kickoff. Watch out for those puddles.
Jeez, I'm absolutely drenched. Where is everybody?
I don't know. Here, I'll go and ask that old bloke over there.
What's going on?
He says that the match has been called off due to torrential rain. He says the pitch is waterlogged. It's like a swimming pool.
Great. We should have checked that before.
Come on, back to the car. It's only drizzling now.
In the role play, we both got very wet because of the rain. Let's look at some vocabulary connected to rain.
At the beginning, I said it was chucking it down. This is an informal phrase that means it's raining very heavily. There are similar phrases you can use here with the same meaning.
You could say it's throwing it down, it's bucketing down, or it's pouring it down. which have the same meaning. We often add absolutely here for extra emphasis. It's absolutely pouring it down outside.
You can also use the idiom, it's raining cats and dogs. But to be honest, I'm not sure that many people use this idiom anymore. I think it's a bit old-fashioned.
It's a shame because it's a great idiom.
So all of those are informal phrases to mean it's raining heavily. One phrase that we used, torrential rain, is a bit more formal.
This phrase also means very heavy rain, but it's more common in newspapers and on the TV when describing bad weather.
A weather forecaster might say something like, torrential rain and thunderstorms have hit the coast of the USA, causing damage to many buildings.
The word downpour is also more common in the media. A downpour is usually heavy rain that happens suddenly. The most common collocations are heavy downpour or intense downpour.
Another type of rain that starts suddenly is a shower. The important thing to remember is that showers are sudden and happen over short periods of time.
You can have heavy or light showers, wintry showers, which means it's snowing, or scattered showers, which means the shower will fall over some parts of a piece of land and not on others. And finally, you can have isolated showers, which is connected to time. It means it will be mainly dry with some showers occasionally.
There is another type of rain too. The type we get in the UK a lot. Drizzle. It's the type of rain I hate the most. It's light rain that lasts a long time, all day sometimes.
Yes, it can be annoying and maybe stop you from doing what you want to do. When we talk about light rain, some people also say it's spitting, which is when it is starting to rain. So, we've looked at some words to describe different types of rain. And now we're going to look at some of the words that are caused by rain that we used in the role play.
I told Rich to watch out for those puddles.
My little boy loves to jump in muddy puddles.
Puddles are the small pools of water left behind on the ground after it's been raining. I don't know why, but I think it's a fantastic sounding word. Puddles.
A word I don't like is waterlogged, because it makes me think of football matches being called off or cancelled.
That's right. When it rains too much, football pitches become waterlogged. There's too much water on them. They become flooded and you can't play.
Flooded is a more general word. A house can be flooded, or a city or area, when there are torrential downpours for a long period of time.
The opposite of this is a drought. A drought occurs when there's no rain for a long time. Droughts and the lack of water are a big problem that affects a lot of countries.
Going back to the role play, you might remember that I didn't have a brolly. A brolly is an informal word for umbrella.
This meant that Rich got wet. There are different ways to say that you're wet.
I was very, very wet, so I used the words soaked and drenched. Both of these adjectives mean to be very wet. And again, you can add absolutely to add more emphasis. I'm absolutely drenched.
Two nice idioms here are I'm soaked to the skin and I'm soaked to the bone, which also mean very, very wet.
Finally, there are some words that mean a little wet, but these are usually used to describe things rather than people. Your clothes might be damp if you spill some water. You might need to keep soil moist if you want to grow some types of plant. Or the air might be humid if you live near the coast or in a hot, wet place. Your task this week is to tell us about rain in your country.
We want you to answer these three questions.
Question 1. How often does it rain in your country?
Question 2. Is too much rain or too little rain ever a problem in your country?
Question 3. Have you ever needed to change your plans because it rained?
Answer as many of the questions as you want in the comments section at the bottom of the page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to be given your marching orders. The phrase means the same as to be given a red card or to be sent off. The phrase can also mean to be sacked or fired from your job and was originally used in the army to describe the instructions soldiers were given when they had to march from one place to another.
Not many of you got it last week, but well done to Leikwang from China, Athikala from Spain, Zaid from India, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana and Ahmed Adam from Sudan, who did get it right. What's this week's phrase, Jack?
This week's football phrase is... When this happens, football matches have to be postponed or called off because there's too much water on the playing area. We might hear someone on the TV say, match postponed due to a...
We used both these words in this week's podcast, but not this exact phrase, which should make things easier for you.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to the task in the comments section below.
And make a guess at our football phrase. Bye for now, and enjoy your football.